You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. Hello and welcome to today's Nature Connection show on Natural Health Radio. My name is Sarah Turner. I'm a flower essence practitioner and trainer. And as always, I'm sharing with you today the gifts of the nature kingdom and talking to Hannah Pearson, who is herself a natural health consultant and also the creator of Gentle Green Cream. So if you are interested in natural healing for the skin, then please stay tuned because you are going to love what Hannah has to share. Such an inspirational lady and doing such great, great work working with natural products and taking them right out there into the mainstream world at the same time. I'm also taking this opportunity in this show to talk to you about using flower essences on the skin. Now, this is quite a different way most people think of flower essences being taken internally, and of course that is a wonderful way to use them. But today I'm going to share with you a few tips and about to use flower essences topically, and also talk to you a little bit about the difference between them. Okay, so shortly I'm going to be talking to Hannah, so please stay tuned and I'll speak to you very shortly. You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. And welcome to today's Nature Connection show. My name is Sarah and you're listening to Natural Health Radio. I'm joined today by a very special lady called Hannah Pearson. Hannah is a natural health consultant, practitioner and teacher who creates remedies inspired by the wild plants of her land and is here today to share her own personal story for healing the skin. So welcome to the show, Hannah.
Thank you. Lovely to be here, Sarah.
It is lovely to speak to you. I've known about you for quite some time. So actually getting to talk to you and inviting you to share what you do and all that you have to share is really inspirational for me. So I think it would be lovely for you to share your story, how you came to be doing what you do. And through that, obviously, we're going to hear about what you do.
Okay. Well, when I was about 6 months old, I developed very severe eczema. Which is it can be a very distressing condition. This was back in the late 70s, a time when everybody wore nylon and polyester. And there was very little awareness of how to work with eczema. In fact, what they did at the time in hospitals was tie people's hands down to stop them itching. And things like that, tying things around people's hands to stop their, which obviously just caused extra heat and that made it more itchy. My experience was sometimes I remember waking up in the morning not being able to open my eyes because they'd stuck together due to the eczema around my eyes. The eczema covered most of my body and in places it was bleeding and raw. We frequently had to soak clothes off that had stuck to my skin. Now, with a daughter in so much pain, my mum was sort of desperately looking around to try and find things that would help. She had an inspiration to put me in cotton tights so that it would stop me scratching at night time and it would cover, a lot of my body. She eventually found a factory in Leicester who were able to make the cotton tights, but she'd have to order 3,000 pairs.
Right.
And I think she was so desperate that she went ahead and ordered 3,000 pairs and then panicked. Now, the National Eczema Society was in its infancy at this point. She contacted them and said, look, I've got 3,000 pairs of tights. I only need a couple. So they ended up putting the information in their newsletter. And by the time the order arrived, all of them had been sold, and people
wow.
were asking for... People were asking for other things. There was just an absolute desperate need for help for sore skin. So that's she then began developing things that might help. One of her first ideas was to sew me into a pillowcase. So she literally would sew me into a pillowcase every night, so that my legs were enclosed and I wouldn't be able to itch myself at night. And then in the morning she'd unpick the stitching and she'd do the same every evening. From there she began developing what is now a range of eczema wear, you know, with things like flat seams and mittens that have enough space for the hands, all in kind of organic cotton to make sure there's absolutely no residue of chemicals in the clothing that could irritate the skin. And obviously they need to be able to be washed at a very high temperature, so we always suggest that things are washed above 60 degrees. And that means that it gets rid of the allergens from dust mites, and it also gets rid of residue of dead skin cells and creams that people have used. Now, in my own journey, it led me to spend most of my adult life researching effective natural remedies to support people with sensitive and allergy-prone skin, as well as supporting myself and my own personal growth. My predisposition is very much towards the healing arts, and my intuitive ability in working with healing. I've studied an awful lot of natural medicines now, including nutrition, Reiki, and traditional healing, and apprenticing in herbal medicine. I began to be very excited about the potency and the possibility of working with the local plants of this land. And often people began to ask me for advice. So I'd have people coming and knocking on my door and saying, ah, this is happening, what shall I do? And this is happening, what can I put on it? What do you have? And so I began to notice that actually I had a real wealth of knowledge and experience that's not really commonplace. So I'm making a choice to share this knowledge in order to help people and to help people find more ease and to know how to work with eczema efficiently. An awareness of mine is that when looking at treatment for eczema and sensitive skin, that we need to look at the whole body, mind and spirit condition to look towards finding the core or the source of the issue, rather than just focusing on getting rid of the symptoms. So the if you go to your doctor, one of the usual treatments for eczema is steroid or cortisol treatment, which is immediately effective, but it suppresses the symptoms of the dry, itchy skin in the short term. So in the long-term use, it actually causes thinning of the skin. So when speaking to people, I notice that they have a real desire to put something on their skin to get rid of the symptoms. But using steroids is really unsustainable in the long term because it halts the body's own natural process of clearing toxicity through the skin. And when it's pushed back in, it can cause much more serious issues further down the line, so compromising the immune system and resulting in skin that's really less resilient and it's more susceptible to infection. So my inspiration was to try and formulate something that would really support people to find more ease. My intention was never to try and create something that would get rid of eczema, because I know that it's an expression of something that the body's clearing, or it's a process of eliminating or reacting to environmental allergens. But I am finding, you know, customer feedback is extraordinary, and I'm finding now that the cream I've developed, it's having an amazing impact. In fact, I'm really excited to share that we've just recently been awarded winner of the best eczema product in Janie Lee Grace's Platinum Awards, which...
Wow.
Yes, it's very exciting.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. So Gentle Green was formulated after many years of making medicines with wild plants for friends and family and realising the potency of them. I spent about 6 months working to get just the right synergy of plant ingredients. The texture is very, very important, and how it absorbs into the skin is important, because it can be, even to put anything onto sore skin, can be very painful. So it needed to be extremely nourishing, you know, to nourish the dryness and regenerate and repair the damaged skin, whilst effectively easing the inflammation and itching. So working quite intuitively, I combined the physical medicinal properties of the plants with their energetic medicine to create the Gentle Green Soothing Cream. I noticed in my research that most natural skin products, even those claiming to be completely natural and chemical-free, were using only a few active ingredients, and the rest was, in fact, was just filler, or it was water, or a base. So often compromised in terms of the quality by the use of cheap plant ingredients that have sometimes, you know, they've been in a warehouse for a couple of years before they've been used, and then they lose their potency and their effective properties. So I made a decision then to use only plants which are really carefully grown and harvested, quite intentionally, for the product. And they're extracted into organic sunflower oil, in most cases by a process of 6 weeks, where the fresh plant is placed in glass with the oil, and it's infused by the sun, so it's extracted by that method. Now, this is very different to a cheaper product, which might take a dry plant that's been stored in the warehouse for 2 years, put it in the oven in heat-treated oil, and extract it that way for a couple of hours. The quality that you get is very, very different. It's very important to me to use organic ingredients for obvious reasons. And I try and work with small producers so that it keeps it keeps the plants very potent.
Yes.
And I really value working with plants and the land that grows them in a way that's deeply respectful, in order to preserve the health and balance of our natural environment in the long term. So for me, it's about working with, you know, the health of the planet as well as the health of the people, and how the two interlink and are sustainable together.
What I particularly love about your story is how your own, and it's the same for all of us, but how your own healing, your real need for healing and the love of your mom and her connection to this is all, has led you to now helping others and working with the land in this way. It's extraordinary. It's beautiful.
Absolutely. I mean, if somebody had said to me, you know, when I was a teenager suffering, you know, waking up with scratching, and then I would have said, definitely no way will I be working with eczema in the future. but yes, it does seem that what we gain experiencing, we then compelled to offer.
You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. What strikes me, well, as I'm talking to you, is that, and I'd be interested in hearing your thoughts on this, our skin is our boundary, isn't it? And as you've alluded to yourself, eczema is a very physical condition, but it's also something that really t speaks of somebody's sensitivity on all levels. And I know what you're
Absolutely.
doing is healing not just the body, but the spirit, the mind, the emotional side as well. So, have you found any sort of common areas where people who do have skin issues really need to work more closely with their own boundaries?
That's a very interesting question. I've found people with allergies and skin difficulties are often the ones who are very, very sensitive. So they can often, so they'll be sensitive to the environmental allergens, to, they'll often be much more sensitive to picking up radiation, things like that. So
Yes.
in fact, I see that as a gift, that intuitive ability
Yes.
to, I see it as a real gift that needs to be listened to. So I guess to raise, to really value those qualities in people, gives a voice to what's coming through.
I think so too, yes, because sensitivity is a gift, it's a true gift, but it can come with its challenges. But if we can be aware of what they are, then we can, as you're doing yourself so beautifully, really work with different elements of nature to allow us to be who we are in balance.
I also, as I've developed as a healer, I now offer one-to-one treatments with people, which is my absolute pleasure to bring that healing quality, and I really love working with people in that way. And I find it's a real balance between, obviously natural remedies for something, and then looking at spiritual aspects, how people live their lives, how they interact with their environment. It feels very important to encourage that connection with nature, to encourage people to be out in their local environment and to be nourished by it. I find it's very important for people to be eating food that's grown locally. And to be very, very conscious of what they keep in their environment. Something I'm particularly interested in at the moment is chemicals that are being used on clothing.
Yes, so
Now, when
do speak to us about that. It's
chemical finishes or chemical dips are put onto clothing, they don't actually have to declare it on the label, which is quite a surprise. So things like formaldehyde, triclosan are being used in a very, very widespread way. And it's something that doesn't wash out. So people think, oh yeah, well I'll just wash it a few times and be fine. But often, particularly with sensitive skin, you need to absolutely steer clear. Formaldehyde, for example, if you're to wear it at night, and they do actually, you're not allowed to sell night dresses in the UK if they haven't been dipped in formaldehyde, because it's used as an fire, it's a fire retardant.
Right, okay.
But what happens when you're sleeping is, of course, your body heats up the formaldehyde. It then turns back into a gas, and people find they're getting respiratory problems and they don't know why.
Wow.
It's a well-known carcinogenic, along with the triclosan. I mean, triclosan has been proven to lower immune, to cause immune deficiency, and to tamper with the hormone production in the body. So there's really a very serious, a serious issue. I find it alarming that there's no regulation in the UK to
Yes.
control the chemical finishes.
Yes.
It's very interesting there's a test recently in New Zealand on cotton baby clothes, and they'd been imported from China, and they found the formaldehyde levels were 90 times higher than the safety limit on things like
Goodness.
baby blankets. So I find that amazing.
And is it being regulated in other countries? Is the UK behind on this?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's regulated in Europe. But in the UK, there's no regulation in what's brought into the UK. So clothing that's made in China, for example,
Right.
there's no regulation. And there's very little of that, mainstream clothes that are actually manufactured in the UK.
So this is a perfect time to tell us a little bit about the how we can find ha so p for people listening, and I'm including myself in this, how can we find clothes and products that are not that are safe for us to use?
The original kind of eczema wear that my mum developed is kind of 30 years on. It's been, modified, and the garments now work very, very well for eczema care, and they're recommended by paediatricians all over the country. In fact, I'm very excited about the new range of eczema wear, which is actually made in colour grown cotton, which is an old source of cotton. So we don't even use natural dyes on it. It grows in the colour that it's then woven into, which I find
Beautiful.
very exciting.
It is, isn't it?
Yes. And also it cuts out, there's a real awareness of cotton, how cotton destroys the livelihood of the farmers, because conventional cotton uses a huge amount of water, and the water is then polluted. And very, very quickly, it means that the farmers can't actually grow their own food on that land. So, organic cotton is absolutely key, both for human and environmental health and well-being in the long term. So anybody interested in finding out more about the cotton clothes, could look at the website, which is eczemaclothing.com, to find out more about the Gentle Green Soothing Cream. Have a look at our website, which is www.gentlegreen.co.uk, and to find out more about the one-to-one sessions that I offer, and also the retreats that I run. You could have a look at www.presencewellbeing.co.uk.
Tell us a little bit about your retreats. They sound fascinating.
Yes, they're very exciting. For many years, I've worked with meditation as a tool, and I've worked with bringing people together. One of my passions is bringing people together in circle, getting people communicating, coming into community. This is something that really deeply nourishes people and brings well-being to life and joy to life. Now, I began offering these retreats about 4 years ago, and they're two midwinter retreats held right in the wild on Dartmoor, with the primary awareness is a need for us to come into balance with our natural cycles, the natural cycles of our body. So in the midwinter time, what we really need is darkness and stillness, and it's a time to reflect upon everything that's gone before in the year, and a time to really clarify what we're taking forward into the next phase, and just for deep rest. So the retreat that I offer is during the retreat, we have 24 hours of silence where there's no speaking, and there's no use of electric lighting during that time. So we have a central fire that people come to, and it's a very, very powerful journey, just absolutely being immersed in nature and in connection with others in that way.
Sounds amazing. Yes, something very close to my heart as well. Living, I think when we work with nature, it becomes a natural extension, doesn't it? Just to literally work
Absolutely.
with the cycles. So, well, I really love how all that you're doing is really linking nature and bringing it into the big wide world as well, and allowing those two to really speak to each other, which is so needed. And I know part of your own private practice as well is you work in a doctor's surgery, is that right?
That's right.
Yes,
Yes.
so that's another part of you that's really bridging this gap.
Yes, I'm really excited to be bringing the healing work that I do to the doctor's surgery. It feels as though it makes it accessible. And again, really, really positive results. And I think, whereas as the traditionally the medics may have had a slightly maybe uninformed view of what I'm doing, or a hesitation about it. They might have a hesitation about it when they have patients coming back to them and telling them, that actually the prescription perhaps made them feel sick, or didn't do quite as they'd expected, and they went to see the lady upstairs, and now things have shifted quite a bit. There's a great scope for us working together more. As they begin to see what healing and what traditional medicine can offer.
Mm.
And I do think it's very, very important for us to be working together, because there's value in both. And it feels like it's the way forward.
Absolutely. And I know we spoke a little bit about, before we started recording the interview today, about the fact that you're now doing a lot of distance consultations.
Yes.
With people from all around the world. And how you're finding that actually works really, really almost just as effectively as being with the person.
Yes, I'm being approached by, I guess words travels by mouth, and clients that I've worked with individually who are far away, want to continue working with me, and I found it very, very effective. Just as effective, I would say, as working with someone one-to-one when they're right in front of you. And
it's
surprising until you actually experience it. But,
Yes, I think as the world changes and technology, the great parts of technology become our friends, it does allow us to reach so many more people. And the fact that your product is now, is it available outside the UK, your Gentle Green Cream?
Yes, worldwide now. Yeah.
Wonderful.
And growing rapidly, I think, is, and it's not something, there's not been any pushing in the way I've worked with it. It's just been very organic. People use it and hear about it and want to stock it, and that's the way it's been travelling. I've been very pleased and very surprised as well at how many people contact me all the time and wanting to stock it.
Brilliant. So what's the next steps? Is Gentle Green growing into different products?
There are some different products in the wings. But it feels, I do feel, I've kind of witnessed other companies who might begin with a very, very good product. They then get rather carried away on the, on the profit side of things and begin to compromise what they're offering.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so deeply committed to just bringing the absolute best to people, to bringing products that's completely uncompromised and that's effective and potent.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very, very important to me. My focus is purely on bringing this product because it works, and we're having wonderful results.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe at some point I'll bring in some other remedies. So there's certainly, I'm constantly playing with making new remedies and really enjoying myself in my workshop.
Yes, and I think what comes to me is that it's just raising awareness, isn't it? Which is what we're doing today.
Absolutely. And I think also it's raising awareness about how you use things, where traditionally somebody might use a, petrochemical-based cream, and they would, have a great big tub of it, and they would use it all the time, and it's very, very cheap in cost. What I'm offering, people find that, initially they might want to use it 5 times a day if their skin's very, very sore, but within 3 or 4 days they're using it much less frequently. Until the point where they're only using a tiny bit when they need it. So people are not used to a product that's that concentrated and that potent.
So you're a great teacher, it sounds like. A great teacher and awareness ranger.
I'm very glad to be bringing my experience, and hopefully it can, can support people to, by sharing what I've learned.
Absolutely. So, well, thank you so much for speaking to us today. I've really enjoyed connecting with you, learning about what you're doing. Tell everybody again your website for the products.
It's www.exmaclothing, that's ECZEMA, exmaclothing.com. And gentlegreen.co.uk, and for my private practice, it's presencewellbeing.co.uk.
And I know with those names as well, we can find you on Facebook as well, can't we?
That's right, yeah, Facebook and Twitter.
Excellent. Okay, well, thank you so much, Hannah, for sharing everything about all that you've learned in your life and all that you're doing. So, on behalf of the plants and all the people you've helped and who you're yet to reach, thank you very, very much.
It's my absolute pleasure.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you,
Bye
Sarah.
bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. And welcome back to the Nature Connections show on Natural Health Radio. My name is Sarah Turner, and in this part of the show, I always like to share with you some of the information that I've gained over the years about the benefits of using flower essences. And what I hope to do here is to inspire you to have a look at how they may be able to help you and how significant the changes can be to our lives when we do begin to embrace this very subtle yet profound form of vibrational medicine. So, inspired by Hannah, we're going to think a little bit about putting flower essences on the skin and what the difference is between taking them internally and actually physically putting them on their skin. Now, traditionally, flower essences are taken internally. We place a drop or a couple of drops into a glass of water. We can also make up dosage or remedy bottles and place them under the tongue. And this is the most usual way of taking and a wonderful way of taking, and probably is the way that I take them most myself and certainly recommend to clients. So, if this is what you're doing, or this is what you're drawn to do, please keep going because it is a wonderful, wonderful way of taking the energies of the flowers, the plants, and the trees into your system very, very safely. For years, I took them only internally, and they really helped to shift some internal beliefs, and calm my system in a really quite profound way. So, if that's what you're doing, please keep going. The other way that I'd like to maybe introduce you today is using them topically. Now, many people already use flower essences in misters, in the bath, and this is very common and a great way of shifting the energy around our bodies as well. But what I'm actually talking about here is actually placing the essences directly onto the skin, which is subtly different, and therefore the response from the body or the energy bodies is also different. Now, when I began to learn about using essences topically on the skin, it changed my energy system so profoundly that this is now why I'm inspired to share it with you, and it's a large part of the diploma that I teach in flower and vibrational medicine. So, as I said, it's so much more than just misting them around your body or putting them in baths. Now, there are a couple of wonderful books that you might like to have a look at that are on the subject of putting essences directly onto the skin. One of them is written by a German naturopath called Dietmar Kramer, and the surname is K-R-A-M-E-R. Now, this is a book called New Batch Flower Body Maps, and on first glance, it's a little bit of a strange book. It consists of diagrams of the body divided up into different zones. And depending on the zone that you're looking at, then there is one of the 38 batch essences indicated for this. Now, having used this system for many, many years and known the effects of it with clients and now with the students that I teach and the stories that they come back and share, I know now this book is the information in it is extraordinary. So if you know a little bit about flower essences or this draws you anywhere and you do have the batch essences, I would really strongly encourage you to have a look at this book and to start using it. Basically, what you do is any part of the body that feels uncomfortable, what you do is you look it up in the book, you look for the corresponding batch essence, and then you use that on the skin. Now, this can be done by compress or in a cream. There's many different ways of doing it. But even I've heard so many stories and experienced it myself and with clients and now with students of shifts happening, sometimes on the emotional level, but sometimes also the physical body quickly feels better when we do this. It's really quite extraordinary how this can be so helpful. So that's one of the ways that's very accessible and that you might like to follow up. The second way that I learned about in depth was when I had the privilege of working with Deborah Craden and Warren Bellows on their floral acupuncture course quite a few years ago. Now, I studied with Deborah and Warren and gained my own practitioner qualification in floral acupuncture. Now, again, this is using the batch essences, and this system, again, is absolutely extraordinary, incredibly powerful, and it's really about applying the flower essences of Dr. Batch to acupuncture points on the body. Now, you don't have to be an acupuncturist or have this knowledge in any way to use the book. It's very, very clearly explained. So the book is called Floral Acupuncture, and the authors are Deborah Craden and Warren Bellows. And again, basically, you look at the different remedies, and each of the 38 batch essences is detailed in this book. And then the acupuncture point, the specific point for the essence, is shown in the book. You put a drop of the essence into a small bowl of warm water, dip in some cotton wool, and then literally just wipe it over the acupuncture point or points that are shown. Rest for a short while, and again, the shifts that are felt in the energy system following using these floral acupuncture treatments can be very profound and can really help to change so much in the energetic structure of the body. Now, this obviously will depend on what kind of balancing you need. Both of these systems, topical systems that I have detailed to you here, the floral acupuncture or Dietmar Kramer's body maps, if you're looking to be energized, then this can be the effect. If you're looking to be relaxed, this also can be the effect. Most of the time, we don't actually want to be diagnosing or choosing the essences from the body place itself, because when we use flower essences to help ourselves, we try not to focus too much on the physical. We try to guide our choices from the emotional, from the spiritual, rather than the physical. And we always find that this actually gives better results in this way. So if you can be guided by your emotion, how you're feeling at this moment, and then find the essence that will help you, and particularly with the floral acupuncture system. Let's say you were feeling anxious, for example, and so one of the batch essences that might be helped with anxiety, or certainly extreme anxiety, is cherry plum. Now the floral acupuncture point for cherry plum is on the back of the neck. So by placing the flower essence as described below, put a couple of drops of cherry plum into a bowl, a small bowl of warm water, put in some cotton wool, rinse it out, and then apply cherry plum to this area on the back of the neck. The acupuncture point, for those of you who know what this is the governing meridian 14. It's literally on the top of the back, the top bone of the back of the neck, at the top of the spine, I should say, and then rest for a short while. Now, cherry plum, because it's for anxiety, extreme anxiety, so it's a flower essence that we might take when we actually fear that we might be losing our mind. So it can be that kind of anxiety. It can also be a temper tantrum kind of energy, or something that feels so strong, so fearful, that we actually feel that we may not physically be able to contain it in our energy systems. So the energy effect of cherry plum is actually to drop the energy down in the system. So when something's uprising, so very hot, very anxious, something that's going very fast in the body, what we want is to find a flower essence or a vibration that will actually help the body drop its vibration back down again. And cherry plum has that already as its signature. It's a very beautiful white flower, which is very calming just in its energy. Now, applying that to this area, governing vessel 14, right at the top of the spine. Now, the acupuncture point also has this signature of dropping the energy back down into the system. So when you put those two together, the results, the response from the energy system, can be extraordinarily felt in the body and can really help just to bring down the notches of anxiety, of any fear of losing one's mind, any temper tantrum kind of energy is really stopped in its tracks. And I've seen many a time and heard from many people that when they use the cherry plum floral acupuncture treatment, toddlers in a temper tantrum will suddenly stop and be calm again. I've seen it with adults as well who are very angry or very distressed. It just allows the body to, it's almost like pushing the pause button, and the person is able at that point just to drop back down into their physical bodies, take a deep breath and say, okay, maybe that was a little bit extreme how I was responding there. Let's look at this again. So the energy system almost recalibrates itself and begins again from a place of more balance. So that's just one of the floral acupuncture treatments. So if these speak to you, then I would really encourage you go and find these books. Both of them are great systems to help you use flower essences on the body, specifically if you do have the batch essences. We also use them and look at them in detail in the diploma, the practitioner diploma that I run through my Essentially Flowers training site. So what's the difference between using flower essences internally and using them topically? Now, everybody is going to feel them slightly differently, or maybe even a lot differently. It's going to very much depend on the person. The general consensus of the difference between the two is that flower essences taken internally are extraordinarily profound. They can really help to shift any old energies from the belief system, from the mental plane, from the emotional plane, and really allow us to reflect upon what's the most useful thing, what's the most useful way to move forward here? What do I need to keep in my life? What do I need to say goodbye to? And they really allow us to move forward in a very grounded and practical way. And many people taking flower essences over a period of time will often look back and see how differently they are now responding to the very same scenarios that may be playing out in their lives. And of course, when we respond differently, then the people or the situations that we were responding to also respond back to us differently. And we also then find ourselves in a much more empowered position to make decisions as to whether we wish to continue to engage in that energy or whether we wish to move away. So very often when people take flower essences over a period of time and they are unhappy in their jobs or in their lives in any way, you will often see them feeling much more empowered to make decisions, to change their jobs, to maybe leave relationships or re-engage with a relationship, but maybe with a different set of understandings. Forgiveness is found. A lot of shifts are made on quite deep levels, and this can of course all be done when we take flower essences internally. Now, if you've reached a stage in the work that you've been doing, if you've already been engaging in many energy therapies and you've already found that you have shifted a lot of patterns and you're getting stuck, maybe there's just something that's maybe seated in the physical or has just become very stubborn in it. It's not wanting to shift, and the many things that you've been doing, maybe they're just not happening right now. Flower essences used topically are one of the ways, and of course there are many ways that we can look at this, but topical use of flower essences, as I was talking about before, either using the Kramer system or the floral acupuncture system, or essences used topically in another way, possibly, if you have knowledge about those. When we start to shift our energy on a physical level by placing essences on the skin, it's one of the ways that people start to move forward very, very quickly with maybe areas that they've been stuck on. So as a personal example, I found that I had been using flower essences for many, many years, had come so far and was so different and really responding to life in a much more vibrant way than I had been before. But there were still certain things that were not as I wished them to be. And when I first began using essences on the skin, it was at that point that I actually found that my energy structure really shifted, became much, much more stable. And it was at that point that I found myself being able to move forward on life projects and really moving away from much of the old in my life and starting to embrace new situations. So using them on the skin was a real lifesaver for me. And I'm seeing this with students as well, is that when we actually combine the internal use and the topical use, when you put them together, you have an extraordinarily empowered system that will enable you to really reroute the energy system almost on a physical level. Although, of course, we don't ever use essences to treat physical symptoms. So, as always, please, if you are concerned in any way about any physical symptom that you have in your body, please always consult your medical doctor or your natural health practitioner. Essences are not used to treat physical symptoms, but they can be used very, very beautifully alongside any other treatment that you are receiving. When we start to use essences both internally and topically, because the energy systems start to balance out and become less responsive to what is happening around you, we often find then that the physical also starts to calm down, or at least we become more accepting of the physical. So I encourage you strongly to have a look at using flower essences on the physical level, and have a look at those two books. If you'd like some more information, I'd be very happy to help you with that. Please get in contact with me via my Essentially Flowers Facebook page, or you're always welcome to get in contact with me via the Natural Health Radio site, via the Natural Health Radio Facebook page, or of course through my training site, essentiallyflowers.com, or my flower essence site, moonfloweressences.com. We're going to go now for a very short break. After the break, I'm going to talk to you about a couple of flower essences that are really beautiful to use on the skin. So I'll see you again very shortly. You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. And welcome back to the final part of today's Nature Connection show on Natural Health Radio. So today we're talking about the skin and natural remedies that can help with the skin. Now, when we think about flower essences for the skin, we're not actually looking to change the skin on the physical. This is where herbal medicine comes in and aromatherapy. And certainly if you listen to the first part of the show today, where we spoke to Hannah Pearson about her gentle green cream, this is the kind of treatment that I would certainly recommend for any physical skin condition. So flower essences are not going to necessarily help with a physical healing. How flower essences can help when we're thinking about the skin is actually how we feel about our skin. Now, when we feel better about ourselves, obviously the body is going to respond more vibrantly. So it's always very, very important to also address how we feel about ourselves. So if we're thinking we have a skin condition such as eczema or psoriasis, or very, very commonly acne, my goodness, I wish I'd known about flower essences and some of the herbal treatments when I was a teenager, when I had pretty bad acne and was very, very self-conscious. So when we start to take care of ourselves more on an emotional level, we find naturally that we are more self-love comes in, and then we start to look more at what we eat and literally take care of ourselves more, at what we put on our skin physically, and also how we might actually look at redressing some of the balance, maybe through something like a herbal medicine or using very, very pure creams and not putting toxins or chemicals into our skin in any way. We just become very aware of what beautiful energy systems we are, and therefore why would we wish to put any toxins into our body? So some of the flower essences that you could use either internally or by putting some drops in your skin cream that you would apply to your face, let's say if you had acne, or you could apply to any area that you didn't feel comfortable with. And you don't actually have to have a skin condition to use these. You can we can all look in the mirror and wish that we looked differently. So it's really all about allowing ourselves to feel beautiful from within and not allowing ourselves to filter through judgments through what we might be portrayed to us in the media, or comments that may have been made to us either in the past or currently. So it's really about just feeling really good in your own skin. And when we feel good in that space, we find that we have no need really to compare ourselves to others or to really pay attention to any external judgment about how we look or how we feel. So a couple of essences that are extremely useful in this kind of situation, the first one that I'd like to mention to you is the Australian bush billy goat plum. Now, this is an extraordinarily beautiful flower. If you go onto the Australian bush essence site, which is ozflowers.com, nature.au, you can see a photo of this flower. It's very, very beautiful. And beleaguered plum is for any time when we have any kind of physical loathing. Now, this might be because we don't like what we're seeing in the mirror, or maybe we do have a skin complaint, but it also might be on a level, maybe we just don't feel good about who we are as people, and we just don't like ourselves. So billy goat plum is very, very good for self-acceptance of our physical selves, but also of our bodies in general. So it's great for skin conditions, and it's also just wonderful for helping us bring more self-love into the self. The second flower that I'd like to mention to you is from the Alaskan Flower Essence System. And you can find out more about this by going onto the Alaskan site, which is alaskanessences.com. And the flower that I'd like to mention to you from this system is the very beautiful orange columbine. Now, this, again, very similar to the billy goat plum, but has a slightly more refined, delicate energy about the flower. Is wonderful again for anybody that when we start to judge our appearance by external standards, and we hide ourselves from others because we don't feel we look good enough, we don't feel that we are good enough. So if you feel this resonates for you and you don't appreciate yourself either physically or yourself really from an energy point of view, and columbine would be a lovely flower essence to take internally, or again to put some drops in your face cream, and to celebrate who you are, no matter what color hair you have, no matter what color your eyes are, no matter what physical body you have incarnated with, to know that you are beautiful. And when we project this beauty out into the world, then this is what we receive back. So it really helps to strengthen our sense of self, of who we are. And when we do that, we find ourselves sharing ourselves so much more easily with the world. And everybody benefits when we do that. So that was billy goat plum from the Australian bush system, or columbine from the Alaskan system. And there's one more flower that would like to be mentioned here, and that is the pink camellia essence from the Moonflower Essences system. So that's my own flower essence range, moonfloweressences.com. Now, this pink camellia just oozes self-confidence and self-love. It's the most extraordinary, beautiful pink color. It's not a very bright, gaudy pink. It's not pale pink either. It's a beautiful, beautiful essence. Again, you can put a couple of drops in your skin cream. Helps the skin to glow, and it really allows you to radiate yourself much in the same way as the billy goat plum or the columbine. To go out into the world knowing that you are loved, knowing that as you project love out, so it will come back to you. And when we face the world, and I use that word quite advisedly, with that sort of energy, we are able to feel so much more confident in ourselves, and therefore share of ourselves so much more easily into the world. So I hope that's helped you understand a little bit more about flower essences this week, and how you might look to use them a little bit differently, or even start to use them in your life, or even inspired you to find out a little bit more, to explore some websites, and to look at how versatile they can be. I hope this show, looking at the skin and natural ways of looking after our skin, has inspired you to maybe share this information with somebody who you feel might appreciate it. I've been really excited about sharing with you today the natural ways that we can look after our skin. And I hope that you will join us again next week on the Nature Connection show on Natural Health Radio. Each week I interview a person who works with the Nature Kingdom in some way, and I also share with you ways that the Nature Kingdom, through flower essences, can enhance your life and those you love. So many blessings to you, as always, from myself and the Nature Kingdom, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.